More than 444,000 people attended this year's Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, which ended on Labor Day. Fair officials say that's down slightly, but the fair was a success by the standards that count. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports from Pueblo.
That's right, guys. Even if you don't win, you get a prize today. Kids make a fair, guys. Even if they don't win, they get a prize.
For some, the carnival, huge crowds, and oddball foods like alligator on a stick are what the state fair is all about. But new Colorado State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller says state fairs are more than that.
People get a chance to interface with agriculture, see where their food comes from, and get to meet a farmer. It's the ag that makes it special and separates it from just another festival or a carnival in a parking lot somewhere.
And the agriculture is what draws many people to the fair. Of course, there are the 4-H livestock competitors like 14-year-old Alice Zuber of Fairplay, who was showing goats.
My utility goat and I got first place in the costume contest, and then my junior doe took second in both of her classes.
City folks make up a large percentage of the attendees, though, like Sonia Cervantes of Denver.
I love to bring my little kids so that way they can see the animals. They love the goats. They love to see the cows and the horses especially. We like to go around, see all the animals, and then at the end we'll go over there to the right. My dad used to bring me when I was little, and so it's something for the family.
There were plenty of families on hand during the fair's 51st annual Fiesta Day, celebrating Colorado's Hispanic heritage. Raul Sanchez of Pueblo has been coming to the fair for 50 years.
I grew up two blocks away from here. I love it. It's a tradition, and it's something that's important to Pueblo. Not just for the economic reasons, but for the cultural reasons. The state fair reminds us of all the rich culture in Pueblo, and it gives us a chance to show it off and enjoy it.
Stoller has only been on the job as fair general manager since July, and he says Colorado has something special.
I've seen a lot of fairgrounds all over the country that are brand new, beautiful, like state-of-the-art facilities, but you're not going to get the culture, the soul. There's just so much quirkiness and architecture here that make the Colorado State Fair unique and fun. Every little bit of this fairground, you can see that there's history.
But Stoller says while all the historic buildings are a blessing, they're aging, and that means they need expensive repairs and upgrades, like, for example, fixing roofs and making the old buildings more accessible. So the maintenance and upkeep of the fairgrounds makes up a big chunk of the fair's budget. And because it's a state agency, the budget gets scrutinized by state lawmakers.
The problem with fairs is the infrastructure you need to do the annual event is hard to maintain and support the rest of the year. It usually takes public dollars.
That's former State Fair General Manager and Deputy Agriculture Commissioner Chris Wiseman, who's currently running for the Pueblo County Commission. He says recently there's been good support for the fair at the Colorado State Legislature, but expanding the fairground's year-round revenue is an ongoing issue. He and Stoller both say that this year's fair was a success.
Attendance might be down slightly, but as I knew for all the years I was here, that's not the true measure of the fair. It's money in, money out. The programs we provide for the youth, 4-H and FFA, and junior livestock sale, how successful that was.
Preliminary numbers show that this year's livestock sale brought in some $495,000, which goes to the young people who raise the animals and is often used to help pay for college tuition. Stoller says that's a healthy figure. Farmer and rancher Gary Leonard of Cheyenne, Oklahoma, has an opinion, too. He shows his livestock at the Oklahoma State Fair, but he's been coming to the Colorado State Fair as a spectator for the last 15 years.
I really like this one best. It accommodates the farm scenes a lot better than the Oklahoma City Fair does.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.